To the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott sitting in for Bob Enyart, who is on a road trip right now as we speak to Montana. Montana has their own pro-life amendment hitting the ballot soon, and Bob and Cal Zastro and others are going to Montana to encourage them to help them collect the 44,000 signatures needed to get their amendment on the ballot. The troublesome thing about this is that each county is supposed to report back and let us know how many signatures have been collected so far for the amendment, and they are not doing that in a timely fashion, so we don't really know how many signatures we have or don't have. So we could pray that some positive, good information will come in quickly so we know what to do next in Montana. And last Friday, you heard Science Friday, while Bob was out at the Capitol opposing a law that was signed into effect this past week, SB 200. SB 200, you heard about because Bob talked about it on the air a few days ago. Well, Friday, Bob took some time out from his busy schedule and went to the Capitol and tried to break the law to confront this abhorrent law. What he did was he went to the Capitol with a flyer, the front of the flyer, and you can download it at kgov.com. The front of the flyer says, "This is anti-homosexual flyer." It says it's illegal on the flyer. And it states in the flyer that it's there to oppose SB 200 that Governor Ritter just signed in to law. SB 200 actually legalizes bad behavior in churches, if you could believe that. Can you believe this is just way beyond imagination for a lot of people? In fact, when we first found out about this bill before Ritter signed it, we were telling people they didn't believe us. They just plain didn't believe us because it's so outlandish. It makes all public restrooms, showers, co-ed. So anyone, any man that feels like a woman one day can walk into the woman's showers and take a shower, which is the least harmful part of this bill, if you can believe it. You know, Dr. Dobson had a commercial on the radio for a couple of weeks before the bill was signed, and it just criticized, almost in a cartoon fashion, the bathroom part of the bill, when this is a much more far-reaching, dangerous bill than some man walking into a woman's bathroom, which is bad enough and beyond belief. But it's much more far-reaching than that. And the reason Dr. Dobson could only talk about that kind of bill is because in the past, he's been for homosexual civil rights. So how can you then backpedal and say, well, homosexuals shouldn't get all the civil rights they need? So now the homosexual movement, with Governor Ritter's blessing, is outlawing Christian tracts, the Bible. So let me explain it to you so you can understand. The bill talks about something called public accommodation, and it explains it as any place of business engaged in the sales to the public of any place offering facilities, privileges, advantages, or accommodations to the public, included but not limited to any business offering wholesale or retail sale to the public. So if you have anything to do with the public, you cannot hand out anything that is anti-homosexual. And the root of anti-homosexual thought comes from the Bible. The Bible says it's sin, and that's why people have stigmatized it. So if you are in a place of business, you cannot hand out a tract. You cannot hand out a Bible. This is unbelievable. They've made the Bible illegal to print in Colorado, if you can believe it. But Bob has given us a pretty good idea of the history of what's going on kgov.com. And by the way, if you want to call in and discuss this law, You can call in at 1-800-8-NYART or 1-800-836-9278. And your phone calls would be appreciated. This is unbelievable, folks. You know, I was listening to Craig Silverman on the radio the other day, and he said that he doesn't want a man in a dress walking into a men's room, lifting up his dress and using the urinal. I'm sorry that I'm even talking like this, but this is what he said on the radio. And his remedy for that is to send that man to the ladies' room. That's less offensive. Unbelievable how people don't think things through. Okay, Dr. Dobson's Focus on the Family has been opposing the cartoon version of this law. This is what Bob says, complaining that it will allow men in women's restrooms. It's true, but it is the least harmful part of the bill. Why is Dobson focused on the bathroom stall and ignored SB 200 and ignored that the SB 200 is criminalizing publishing of Christian teaching on homosexuality? Well, in 1993, Focus's Vice President Tom Minery and their public policy group, along with well-meaning but short-sighted Will Perkins and Kevin Thibodeau at Colorado Family Values, steered the body of Christ down a tragic path of appeasement with humanists and homosexuals by caving into gay political correctness. In a statewide Colorado campaign on Amendment 2, Dr. Dobson actually advocated, believe this, I'm not lying to you, you can look it up, Dr. Dobson actually advocated this shocking, and even to recall, it is, it's just, it's hard to believe that this came out of Focus on the Family, but he advocated equal rights for homosexuals. That initiative, reasonably designed to stall homosexual agenda, succeeded by passing with a 54% vote, a statewide majority bolstered by Dr. Dobson's unwise but opportunistic campaign slogan, equal rights for homosexuals. Can you believe that? Equal rights. You know, Bob has always said that Christianity and homosexuality will not be legal at the same time. It's impossible. And we're seeing it happen right now. As homosexuality becomes accepted and destigmatized, Christianity is becoming unacceptable and stigmatized. And it's a sad state of affairs. We need the pastors in this state to rise up with a response to this bill that will treat the law as it needs to be treated, as aberrant. So, folks, you can go online and you can look up SB 200. Read it for yourselves. I'm not exaggerating. This is exactly what it does. It makes homosexual teaching from the Bible, the teaching on homosexuality from the Bible, absolutely illegal. So, the victory for Amendment 2 was short-lived. It was overturned. Now, this is another thing that's just going to blow your mind. It was overturned with the help of a prominent Washington, D.C. law partner who in 1995 specialized in oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court. Years later, Dr. Dobson actually lobbied for that attorney. His name is John Roberts. He's on the Supreme Court now. And we lobbied, the Christian community lobbied to get him on the Supreme Court. And he overturned Amendment 2 in Colorado, as weak as it was. Oh, folks, talk to your pastors. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Make them understand that this isn't just a bathroom law. The law extends to the Bible. It extends to Christian teaching. It extends to your business. It extends to you, the stopping you from thinking and doing and acting on your Christian God-given rights. And that's another thing we need to remember. Our right to free speech does not come from the government. We have a God-given right to free speech. God gave it to us, and we need to hold on to it, stand on His word, and proclaim to the world that homosexuality is sin, it's wrong, God hates it, and as long as we allow these people who have caved into politics, caved into politicians, caved into laws and judges in this nation, we will never be allowed to speak God's word. I spoke to some broadcasters this morning, and they told me they're all worried about their ministries being taken off the air soon. They see it as a time where they is short-lived for them. I see it. Bob Enyart Live sees it. American Right to Life sees it. Colorado Right to Life sees it as a time to educate the public, to unite the Christians across this state, get them to stand up, and finally, once and for all, speak up for something that's right. Now, I know that when the Christians in a state or in a nation don't have enough time to speak up for an innocent little unborn baby boy's or girl's arms being ripped off, it's going to stretch to think that they might stand up for God's word. I know it. If you don't care about innocent unborn children, if the people don't, I'm not talking about the listeners to this show, or most of them anyway, because you do stand up, and you stand up with everything you're worth, and we appreciate that. But if the nation's Christians and the churches and the pastors can't speak out for innocent unborn children, why would they speak out against homosexuality? Well, we need to go to them, and we need to jog them, and we need to cajole them, and we need to talk to them until we're blue in the face, until they're ready to stand up for this, because, folks, we won't have the right to speak the Bible without being accused of a crime. And the reason I said that Colorado's Governor Ritter legalized bad behavior in Colorado churches is because everywhere in the state, it's illegal to say anything negative or sell anything negative or produce anything negative or print anything negative about homosexuality, except in churches or synagogues or mosques. So what does that teach the public? It teaches the public that churches, synagogues, and mosques are places where bad behavior is allowed. Do you understand that? If in all of society, it's illegal, it's wrong, it's hate to say anything negative or print anything negative about homosexuals, but you can go to your church and do it. It teaches the public that the churches are perverse rather than the opposite. It's the church that should have the moral compass and the fortitude and the backbone to say to society, this is right because God says it and there isn't another way around it. If you think Sodom and Gomorrah can't happen again, you're watching the beginning of it. The bill also teaches the world that religion breeds hate, bigotry, and lies. The bill mocks Christians in a horrible way. It labels them as fanatics that are allowed to practice their bigotry and hatred behind the closed doors of their wicked churches. The authors of the bill were careful not to make a direct attack on the church, openly attack them. But they're not stupid. They know exactly what this bill will do. It will further stigmatize Christianity. And by making the church a place where bad behavior is accepted, they've stigmatized Christianity and the name of Christ. And we should be outraged. How dare they fly in the face of God and tell us that we will keep our Bible in the church. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be proclaiming the gospel to the whole world. How can we do that if we can't tell the truth? How can we do that if we take parts of the Bible out because it's no longer legal for us to talk about them? And if we do, we lose our business. Big deal, folks. It's time to pay a price. You know, you think back in big biblical times, oh, wow, Peter and Paul and Thomas and all those, they had to go through so much persecution. That would never happen today. Well, it's happening. Let me tell you, it's happening, and it's happening big time. I can guarantee you that Ritter wants this bill to be very quiet. And so do all the homosexuals in the state. They don't want people noticing that this is happening, but they want to pass a few more little, what I call, anchor laws that will anchor this into the fabric of our community so tightly that when they decide to enforce this law, there'll be no way for us to get out of it. We will be caught on all sides because we were sleeping. You know, the church is like a stunned, almost drugged person that's sleeping. And you can wake them up really quick. You can slap them in the face, wake them up. They'll listen to you for a few seconds, and the drug of idleness takes over and they fall back to sleep. We can't let that happen with this. We are murdering our children, and now we are throwing God's word to the wolves. We can't let it happen, folks. You need to talk to your pastors, your friends, people in stores. If a man goes to a hotel and says that, oh, there's a Bible in my drawer, I'm transsexual, you have to take it out of the drawer because it offends me. This is anti-homosexual material. Guess what? That transgendered guy or that homosexual has a legitimate case. So say goodbye to the Bibles in hotels. If you want to, Bob Benyard Live is illegal. Any ministry that prints a track, any business that would print a ministry's track is illegal. A track that comes out against homosexuality, it's illegal, folks. Remember now, the Constitution guarantees us our right to free speech, but it doesn't come from the Constitution, it comes from God. So if tomorrow the law says that we don't have the right to this speech, you still have a duty to God, a duty to your family, a duty to your community to speak the truth. Now, Bill Ritter has been paying back the homosexual community for getting into office since day one. The first thing he did when he got into office was refund Planned Parenthood with their money from the state that they used to get, that they lost under Bill Owens. That's the first thing he did when he entered into office. And now I guess they're calling in the shots because this is so far-reaching that it will crush the broadcasting ministry if it wants to tell the truth. It will crush Christian Tract Ministries if it will crush homosexual ministries that reach out to the homosexuals in a way that will save their lives. It will crush those ministries because it'll be illegal. Now, Bob wasn't able to break the law at the Capitol on Friday because there's a law against soliciting at the Capitol, so that's what he would have been arrested for, soliciting at the Capitol. And that's not the law he wanted to break. So we've had a couple of meetings, and we're crystallizing what we're going to do. And we will be letting you know in the future exactly what actions we'll take. So, and they have to be taken. We want many, many pastors in this community to stand up and respond to this bill in a godly manner, and we need to somehow find a way to reach them. And folks, I think it's going to be you that reaches them. We can put out press releases, we can make phone calls, we can beg over the air. It's not going to work if the congregations go to their pastors and say, please save us from this ungodly, abhorrent bill. Maybe they'll respond. I'm hoping that you will listen and do that. And if you're in another state, call Bill Ritter's office. I don't have his number with me. I wasn't prepared for that today. Call Bill Ritter's office, the governor's office of Colorado, and talk to him. Leave messages for him. Have your outrage known. Okay, looks like we're going to the phones. Rose, hello.
Hello, Joe. It's so nice to talk to you this afternoon.
It's nice to talk to you too, Rose.
I admire all that you do regarding pro-life and so forth, and I just wondered, this focus on the family, I'm so disillusioned with them. I heard on the American View program this afternoon, or I didn't hear it this afternoon, I heard it over the weekend, regarding Citizen Magazine's cover story talking about how Bush is truly pro-life.
Oh, my.
Have you seen that?
No. I haven't.
Well, I thought I would alert you to it because on the American View with John Lofton, he had a whole program about it. He was just disgusted.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I'm disgusted just hearing about it, but I will look it up and I will read it, Rose.
You said it was the June issue.
No, that's the current issue. of Citizen Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that you would want to know about it.
I do want to know about it, Rose. And I think Focus on the Family has, because of their moral relativism, their political positivism, they've put themselves in a situation that just makes it impossible for them to actually combat SB 200 or a lot of the pro-life things that are out there because they've compromised. And what are they going to do, backpedal? You know, if James Dobson, and I heard him myself say he's not against equal rights for homosexuals, you know?
Well, I don't know. I think that he's changed over the years or something. I'm not sure what the deal is with Focus on the Family anymore.
Well, Rose, I think it's the fact that the Christian community has abdicated its leadership to lawyers and judges and politicians and taking advice from them rather than just standing on God's word. You know, it's much easier to compromise than it is to say no.
But because he's such an influential Christian leader and Focus on the Family is such a prominent organization, I thought that you and Bob Inyart and some of you ought to tackle that when you see it in Citizen Magazine. Maybe you could talk about it on the radio here and alert people.
We certainly will. And, Rose, thank you so much for your call and the information. I'm definitely going to take it seriously and look at that article.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Okay, nice talking to you too, Rose. See, folks, that's a perfect example of what Focus is doing. It's just leading the Christians in this country down the wrong path. Look here, we had you vote for the right guy. Bush is pro-life. Well, he said that it's not time to end abortion in the United States. He said that. How pro-life is that? It's not the right time to do the right thing. It's the wrong time to do the right thing. That makes no sense. It's politically expedient for him to do the wrong thing. It's politically expedient for him to say, well, America's not ready. Well, is America ready to end murder? You know, there's a whole community of people out there that would love to kill the Jews in this country. Are they ready to be told no? Come on, folks. This is just nuts. We're going to lose our ability under the Constitution for free speech, but we are going to be more accountable to God for speaking freely about him. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is no way around it. We cannot allow lawmakers secretly to pass widespread laws like this that are so sweeping that it knocks the Bible out. You can't print a Bible in Colorado. Did you think that you would live to the day that you would see where you can't print a Bible in a state in the United States of America? Well, it's here. It's here, and it's law. It's not, we're not discussing, well, maybe he'll sign it, maybe he won't, maybe they'll pass it. Maybe, it's law. Today, a man can go into the bathroom with your little girl. Today, a printer can be arrested for printing the Bible. So, folks, we want to make sure that you understand that this is not something that you can be shook up about and then go back to sleep. You cannot. This is vital to the Christian ministries in Colorado, vital to the gospel in Colorado that this is stopped and stopped in its tracks. And now we need to be able to tell the truth to all of Colorado, all of the world about homosexuality, what God says about it, not what some politician thinks and is willing to compromise on. You have to get busy and make sure that you talk to the people around you. Your mouth is worth 10 radio shows. If you are passionate about this issue, you need to go to your neighbors. You need to go to your pharmacy. You need to go anywhere that will listen to you and talk to you. Because it's the grassroots people that will stop this. It's grassroots that's got personhood on the ballot. We did it because we're Christian, because we belong to Christ, and we stood on his word. And that amendment is on the ballot today because of those people who are willing to risk a little, spend a little time, a little elbow grease, and it's on the ballot, and that's the way we're going to stop this. The most effective way to reduce the number of Americans that are going to hell as a result of homosexuality is to restore God's application of the law against homosexuality. You can look it up in 1 Timothy 1:8 through 9, Galatians 3:24 through 25, and Romans 3:19 and 7:7. All our founding fathers believed that homosexuality was a crime, and the laws of America outlawed the behavior until just a few decades ago. Folks, when you vote homosexuals into office and make them judges, what do you think is going to happen? That's what we've done in this country. We have voted homosexuals into high office, knowing that God's word says they can't tell the difference between right and wrong, that he's given them over to a reprobate mind. And then we have put them in office over us, and now they are giving us back just exactly what the Bible tells us they're going to. They're going to take over, and they're going to outlaw God's word. There's no way around it. It's just amazing to me that it happened in Colorado, the same place where abortion was first legalized 40 years ago. Well, maybe amazing is the wrong word. It's not amazing. It's abhorrent to me that Colorado could be so wicked that they're willing to kill children, outlaw God's word, and put innocent, God-fearing, gospel-speaking Christians in jail because they're doing what's right. This can't go on, folks. You've got to talk to people. You've got to get on talk shows. You've got to write letters to the editor. We need all of you to help us to stop this. Now, some of us will break the law openly to challenge it, because the way this law is written, it's the only way to do it. You know, the law is a great teacher. It brings people to Christ. You know, the Bible says the law is a tutor that brings people to Christ. And if we erase in our culture any signposts of Christ, any teaching of the law, we will no longer be a nation that's allowed to speak about Christians. I almost said a Christian nation. We're not. We're post-Christian. But we won't even be allowed to speak about it in this country. Now, Governor Ritter needs to hear from you. Governor Ritter needs to hear from me. Governor Ritter needs letters. He needs complaints. He needs people on him constantly to get this. He needs to understand that he has opened a can of worms that he will never close until this bill goes away. We can't go to sleep, folks, because they'll make other laws. Don't forget, they'll make other laws that will anchor this law. And they're not going to try and push this too hard right now until the law is anchored. They have more of their people in office, and then they'll hang us. And that won't just be me. It won't just be activists. It'll be anybody wanting to speak about Christ. And if you want to go underground and just whisper about him, you have to face him when you get to heaven. We're not allowed to whisper. Okay, folks, remember Maranatha Christian High School, best Christian school around, and Tesca and Thomas, hello from Miss Joe.